Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. Joanna Brandy is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joanna is our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust, where I think, have we already had our anniversary show, Joanna? I'm trying to remember.
We did. I think we're up to our 10th anniversary, Jim.
All right, yeah. Did we celebrate your anniversary last time?
We did. A couple of days early.
So we did. So this is the you're in your 11th year now with us, aren't you?
I sure am.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
11 years and we're still talking about the same thing, Jim.
I know it. Taking care of our customers and happiness. I was just telling the audience before we went to the break, that, you know, what does happiness and customer care have to do with each other?
Oh, well, you know what they have to do with each other. When you have an employee that's happy to come to work, enjoys their job, feels that they can make a contribution, it's so much easier to take care of the customer. When you have an employee that feels underappreciated and undervalued and not paid attention to and all that negative stuff, it's very hard to muster up enough energy to take good care of that customer. And if they can, and some of them can, it's done at the expense of their own health.
A big, sincere smile, it has the same cascading effect as a yawn, doesn't it?
The same cascading effect as a yawn. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Think about that. I mean, haven't you ever seen... Yeah, haven't you ever seen a yawn? Somebody yawns real big in a room and four or five other people do it, you know?
Exactly right. And a big, sincere, and I think that's the key word, a big, sincere smile will actually bring the same out in others. And, you know, it's so easy to try these things out. If you don't believe me, just go to the supermarket and try it out.
Right.
If you make it your point every single day to go out and every single person you touch, give them a big, sincere smile and say something nice to them. Notice something. Oh, I love how your hair looks today. Oh, your tie is great. I love it. Notice something wonderful about them, even if it's their laugh or if it's their smile. I love to say to people, you know, you have the most beautiful smile. If you want to see somebody just blossom, just try that. Because you're right. All emotions are contagious, though.
And one thing all you have to do is just say their name.
And saying their name, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny, the people in the supermarket that wear their little tags with their name on it, when I call them by name, they act as if they wonder where I found out their name.
Exactly. So funny, isn't it?
I get on the line. You know, it's funny. I'm living here almost 15 years. I've been shopping in the same place 15 years. And some of the same people are there. And it's so funny that there is very little recognition. I'll go to a cashier and I'll say, "Good morning, Catherine." And she'll look at me like,
"Who are you?"
Oh. I'm finding that strange because I worked in retail for many years.
Well, it's sad. It's sad. It's a sad commentary on that company, the training, and that person.
And this is one of the best there is.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Down here is one of the best.
Well, let me tell you that there's a little funny thing that's going on with me with the local McDonald's. Sometimes I go through the drive-through and you know what I do, Joanna. Whenever I get service, if people don't say thank you, I just stand there till they do. And there's this one lady that works at the drive-through a lot. She's been there for several years, and so I pulled this number on her a few years ago, and so now every time she sees me, she gets this great big grin and she hands me my food. She says, "Thank you." it's this little game, you know, we have, but I make her smile and I hope that she does that to other people now. I don't know.
And she probably does.
But she remembers me because I'm the weird guy who made her say thank you.
Who made her smile.
Yeah, I'm the weirdo that did that. But still, there is something about helping your employees to be happy. But you know what? Yeah. You got to do something else. You got to hire people who are capable of being happy.
Well, that's the first step.
Some people aren't capable of being happy, are they?
Well, some people. Well, it's not that they're not. Everyone's capable of being happy, but
I don't know. I know people who really like to wallow.
50% is determined by genetics. So 50% of how happy you are is determined genetically. So let's just say you were born crabby, like me. I was a born crab. That's even my astrological sign. I've got a little sign here in my office with
you were born the year of the crab, right?
Huh?
You were born the year of the crab, right?
I must have been. So I would say biologically, I wasn't one of those happy babies that slept and behaved, and you know, I kept my mother up, and I was colicky, and I wasn't very nice, according to what I hear. So I would say biologically, I was not on the genetic side of happiness, but I grew up very, very pessimistic, and I think that has a lot to do. Well, I was raised by lawyers. And,
oh yeah, that'll do it every
lawyers,
time.
That'll do it. Lawyers are trained, but think about your lawyer. I mean, you hire a lawyer, especially in business, to be able to look for everything that could possibly go wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he can write you a contract that's ironclad, right? Or she could write you a contract. So anyway, that is one profession. Safety inspectors really need a pessimistic point of view. Pilots as well.
Engineers can be like that too. But the main thing though is we gotta find out how do we determine if somebody's capable of being happy in the interview process. If you sort of try to lighten up things, if they're not capable of lightening up, you know, while they're in the interview, if they don't act like they actually are enjoying the interview process with you, if you're not being, you know, don't be overbearing. Try to be open and approachable. If you do that and they're not capable of reciprocating with their own feelings and attitude, that's not a good sign, is it?
Well, it's not a good sign, but I give people a lot of space in an interview only because very many people are nervous in an interview. And sometimes when we're a little bit nervous and, you know, we shut down just a little bit. So I think the important thing is to get the people during the interview to relax and to feel very, very comfortable. Get out from behind your desk. Go over and sit at a chair over the conference table with them. So they feel really, really comfortable. And, yes, make some effort to be light and crack a joke or make something and listen carefully for where they pick up on your humor. Absolutely. I think that's a very important piece.
So now that we've hired people that are capable of being happy, we can make them unhappy if we don't watch out. And so our task now is to find a way to make these people happy in doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is their responsibility, but a lot of it is our responsibility. And we'll come back. Joanna's going to help us figure that out right after these messages. Joanna Brandy and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
No way out when you're in it deeper than the night. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the articles and the archives of past shows all the way back to 99. And our Brain Trust members like Joanna Brandy have written thousands of articles that I've written or Joanna or others have written. You can find those there. You can find our 600-plus Brain Trust team there. You can find them all right there listed and how you can get in touch with them. Find out how you can buy their books. And you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, our knowledge base, which is askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. And Joanna is represented in all of the stuff that we do. She's been a supporter of ours now for more than 10 years. Joanna, give us your website, please.
It's customercarecoach.com.
And the books are Winning at Customer Retention, 54 Ways to Stay Positive, and on.
Right.
Lots of good stuff there at customercarecarecoach.com.
Week's, let me tell you that this week's customer care tip, I don't know if you had time to read yet, is all about how to create more fun at work. We were talking about happiness.
Yep.
And sometimes, especially the younger folks today, want a workplace that's a lot of fun. So there's a lot of suggestions there on how you can have more fun at work.
One of the big myths for management that a lot of people have in their mind is that if I'm going to run a serious business, I've got to be serious.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. The successful 21st century managers, Joanna, and you know this better than I do, the successful 21st century managers will learn how to run a serious business and be serious about the business,
right,
but not take themselves or life too seriously.
Yeah.
And to allow their people to express their happiness and to find some joy in their life.
You know, I've noticed in the past that when a manager observes two of the employees standing over by the water cooler laughing and talking, their very first thought, having been trained old school, is that those two people are not working.
Mm-hmm.
If a manager walks past your office and you're gazing out the window and your fingers are not tapping on the computer and you're not talking on the phone, the manager, or many managers, I should say, will say, oh, she's not working. And I think that's one of the misconceptions, is that in order for people to work well, they have to have some social interaction, they have to laugh, they have to have time to reflect, they have to have time to ask questions. And we are in such a pressure cooker world these days where many managers expect that people will be multitasking every moment of their day.
Right.
That it,
well, and what if they're saying nice things about you? I mean, you don't want to interrupt that.
Exactly.
What if they're planning an appreciation party or something? You don't want to.
There you go.
You don't want to go messing with that. But seriously about being unserious. I just want to encourage people, Joanna. I know as you do, that you know life is too short, and your customers know that too. And if they come into a business where it looks like people are enjoying being there, and they say to themselves, you know what, this was a good experience. If they ever say this was a good experience, they're then later going to say, I'd like to have some more of that.
Well, sure, because it's nice to do business with people that are sort of vibrating joy and vibrating happiness. And whether it's a retail business or even over the phone, you can tell by somebody's tone of voice if they are if they're happy where they are. I like to just call it happy at work, because when you say happiness, people think you mean the kind of happiness that you get when you go to a party. But there's many different sides of happiness. There's
most of it's based on fulfillment, isn't it?
Well, it's based on engagement, which is really fulfillment. How engaged am I in my work? Am I really occupied? What is it? Is this work challenging me without sending me over the edge? And it's also based on whether or not we feel we're doing something meaningful.
Yeah.
And more we're paying attention to that. You know, as the younger people are coming into the workforce, they are demanding a different kind of workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to
sure
be
are.
Happy at work, and they want to be appreciated, and they want to be recognized, and they want to make a contribution. And they think nothing of walking up to the CEO and saying, hey, I got a better idea.
They sure do.
CEO's being thrown off all over the place.
Yeah. But no, and that's exactly right. And again, folks, we're not talking about making it your business a party. It's just that there are things that you can do. You can to make your people happy. You can provide them with training. You can let them in on what their contribution is, the overall impact of their contribution to the direction of the company.
And appreciate them for it.
And yes, exactly right. You can give them some feedback. You can give them some direction. Another thing, you know, to do is you know, compliment in public and criticize in private.
And I think the key ability, and you use the term 21st century manager, I tend to use 21st century leader. I'm trying to differentiate it from the old, you know, from the old school, if you will. I think the key skill, Jim, is to be able to see someone's strengths and manage them from their strengths,
mm-hmm.
not their weaknesses. To be able to, in the course of a conversation with someone, be listening all the time for their strengths and for their worthiness, and then be able to feed that back.
Joanna, give us that website again, please, one more time.
That's customercarecoach.com.
Thank you, Joanna, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Gotta go for this just a few minutes. I'll be back on the other side of these messages with our good friend Mark Allen.
Every
stay with us.
I have myself that simple question, why? Every day the answer seems more distant.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.